하루하루 감금만 하던 수상그랑 바라보디 바디 마하던 수상그랑
Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. I literally just woke up, coffee in hand, of course, with rose powder. And, you know, in the mornings, I sometimes have like the most prolific thoughts of my day. I don't know if you resonate, but it's like you wake up with this clean slate. It's a new day. Your mind isn't clouded with everything that's happening in the world around you and your responsibilities and other people's stories and experiences. And you can just see things for the truth of how they are. So that's why I was like, fuck my morning routine. I'm hopping on the podcast and spin some of these facts coming through with you. And truthfully, you can take them however you'd like. You can just be like, nope, I don't resonate. Or you could be like, yes, I have been feeling that too. And that is your free will. What a beautiful thing. So I'm going to ask you some questions that I have been asking myself recently, and you can see and fit how it lands for you. So I am someone that really likes to know what's happening. I like to know what's happening in my community with my friends. I'm always checking in with my friends. I like to know what's happening in the spiritual community and what conversations people are having and what's the latest. I like to know what's happening in my country and politics, truthfully. I like to see, okay, like, what are the laws? What's going on? And of course, to see what's happening around the world. In fact, I've always been this way. I actually went to school studying to become an international human rights lawyer, and I worked with nonprofit organizations. So I've always had this very collective and global mind. I don't know if you resonate with that, but I feel like it is part of my and maybe your gift to know what the collective is feeling, thinking, and experiencing. However, I've realized more recently that that hasn't been serving me. It hasn't been serving me, at least the way that I've been doing it. So the collective is, and when I say collective, I'm saying the overall majority of people, people that we don't know, people with all types of experiences and backgrounds and demographics and most of which we will actually never really know. We individually, when each of us thinks of the collective, we're actually tuning into a different group of the collective because we simply cannot know the feelings of people that we've never had experience of. So I want to also preface with that, that the collective that one person tunes into may not be the collective that another person tunes into. It depends on where we're getting our information. It depends on what we're reading. It depends on what we're taking in. Now, when we are that kind of person who's very collective-minded, and by the way, in human design, which is an astrological-based system, you can actually see in your human design energy body type, if you look up your chart on a human design website, you can actually see if your ajna and your head center are defined or undefined. So people who are undefined, like myself, both are undefined. We are very collective minded, whereas people who are defined, they can be like really in their own experiences and not actually really taking in other people's information. It's just about what they're feeling. So you can also look into that if you're like wanting a deeper level of recognition in it. But of course, you always know. So what I've been tuning into is our desire to connect with the collective is coming from a pure place. However, there are great distortions in the information that we are getting about the collective. We are getting this information from the mainstream media. You know, the mainstream media has an agenda. Its agenda is to sell. It's to sell to their advertisers. It's to sell their publications. It's to get you to be really enraged because fear is one of our greatest, probably our greatest actually motivators as humans in this 3D realm. So if we're afraid of something, we'll keep clicking because we think, okay, there's a scary thing happening. So if I keep knowing about it, then that's going to give me the information to do something about it to protect myself. So we think if I keep reading all the articles and I keep listening to what they're saying and I keep reading every single person's viewpoint about it, even off mainstream media, now into social media, which is another form of media, if I read enough perspectives and enough comments and enough posts with all the slides, I go through every single slide, then I'll know enough and then I'll be safe. So this is coming from that nervous system's need for, if I have the understanding and clarity around something, I can be safe. And even those of us who are collective-minded, I'm going to guess. I'm going to make a presumption that when you were a child, you needed to know how other people were feeling before yourself to know if you felt safe. Maybe it was a parent who would come home really angry some day, so you had to know what were the sounds of his stomps coming up the stairs. Because if he was mad, that meant dinner was not going to go very well. Maybe you had an unstable family member, or you lived in a neighborhood where there was gun violence. So a lot of us who call ourselves empaths or hypersensitive, and I am one of those people, and I also had a dad with anger problems, that's where it's coming from. It's often coming from that. And it's both. It's coming from that childhood trauma of needing to attune to the senses of other people before our own. And it's coming from the gift of tuning into the collective. It's both. Like, Source gave us that experience to become even better at that gift. And it's coming from this place of, well, shit, I can't even pay attention to how I'm feeling and what I'm trying to create because I need to be attuning to the senses of everyone else because that's what's going to determine my safety. Are you with me here? Are you feeling this? Are you relating? I know I feel called out by myself. So what's happening right now is a lot of people who are empaths, hypersensitives, intuitives, heart-centered people are so consumed with what's going on in the world around them because they think, again, if I know about it, then somehow I'll get the hit of what's the next step. Do I move off grid? Do I protest against the government? Do I raise awareness? Do I sign petitions? Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do because I'm a good person. I want to do the good thing. And I don't know because I'm overwhelmed and I'm getting all this different information. So if you can just tell me what to do, I'll do it. And that's kind of where a lot of people are at right now. They're on standby. They're waiting for the general to give them the demand. And what happens is, so I recognized this last night. I was going to bed and my dishwasher, every single time that it finishes its load, it beeps nonstop. Like it actually just doesn't stop beating until you open it up and then it will stop beeping. So I don't know who designed this, but last night I went to bed and I'm like, oh, the dishwasher just ended. So I heard the beep and then the beep and the beep. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just like get myself to fall asleep and I won't have to listen to it anymore. But well, guess what? You can't fall asleep when you're waiting for the next beep. You're waiting for the next beep. You're in this moment, I noticed in my body, I was like rigid. I couldn't even think of anything else because like I kind of felt like I couldn't really relax because I knew it was going to beep again. So you know when you're like in a waiting period, you're in between something, let's say you're like waiting to hear the answer of a job or if you're going to get a visa or someone's going to text you back, you can't think about anything else because you're in that waiting period. Or let's say I was going to punch you every 30 seconds. So if I punched you, you're counting down to when's the next time I'm going to punch you. That's how humans are. That's how our nervous system is. It wants to know what's coming next so I can brace myself. So I can pause and be ready for this and do whatever I can to protect myself for the next one that's coming, especially when I don't know when it's coming. That's even scarier because every 30 seconds I can time myself. But if I don't know when you're going to punch me, sometimes it's twice in a row and other times it's 10 minutes by, that makes me really scared. And that's what's happening right now in the collective. We're like waiting for the next punch. We're like, you know, all of these like intuitive people, a lot of them are really, really fear-based guys. They're like, this summer, they're like, oh, the fall's going to be horrible. Just brace yourself. I feel something really bad is coming. I feel it. I don't know what it is, but like protect yourselves because something really bad is coming. So guess what happens? Everyone's like, shit, let me brace myself. Let me wait for the next punch, the next beep when I don't even know when it's coming. So now I'm on standby. Now I'm not living my life. Now I'm not actually sharing my gifts and my creativity and all that I'm here to do because I'm waiting for the next punch. When the truth is, I don't even know if that punch was coming. Maybe it was that person's fears and projections. And they felt like they were doing the right thing. They felt like, you know, I'm really afraid of something bad coming. So I'm going to tell my followers that something really bad is coming because then maybe they'll do something to protect them, even though I don't know what it is. They don't know what it is. We don't even know what the thing is to do. But like, I'm really scared. And that's what's happening right now. Everyone is just scared. spiritual people, non-spiritual people, everyone is just scared. And it makes sense because we've never been in this situation. Things feel really out of control. And for the first time, we're recognizing all that has been going wrong in the world. Guys, a lot of these things that are now coming to surface, whether it's Afghanistan or earthquakes happening in Haiti or different issues within our own country with pro-choice, these have been going on for a long time. It's just that all of a sudden now we're looking at it. And all of a sudden now we think until this situation is solved, I can't breathe. And when you can't breathe, you can't live. You can't create. You can't channel. You can't be the vessel of the very thing that you were here to be. You know, in times of great peace, such as the Renaissance, why was it called the Renaissance? It was called the Renaissance because it's marked by a period of great peace without war, conflict, homicide, disease at large. And because of that, people had the space and the time and the internal safety to create arts, philosophy, literature, poetry, architecture. They could create for the sake of creating. And that's why society made massive strides in those periods of time. However, though we are actually living in a period of great peace, in fact, the greatest peace the world has ever experienced is right now, we are still acting and feeling like our safety is on the line every single day. That every single day we're going to get some news and we're all going to die. So if we don't stop scrolling and we don't stop consuming, we're going to miss that piece of news that was going to tell us exactly what we were going to do to prevent us from dying. Do you see that? We're bought in, we're looped in. Whether your flavor is CNN or some galactic traveler on YouTube, if you're locked into someone else telling you how you can feel, you're hooked in. And that's okay, I've been hooked in too. However, we have to recognize this. We have to recognize, am I looking for someone else's projection for how I'm going to feel? Am I adjusting to the temperature of the room? Or am I creating my own thermostat? Because guess what? Maybe in my house, I like it 80 degrees. I like it real hot. I live in Miami. So I like it hot. I like colors. I like carnival costumes. I like African drummers. That's what my life looks like even right now. And someone else, their room, they may like it to be 30 degrees. They may like it to be so frigid that they can't even get up without shaking. They may like to be on edge. They may like to push everyone else away because that's how they feel safety, because that's what they've known. And someone else may like it 50 degrees. They're kind of okay. Like they're pretty cold, but like they're not dying. It's okay. They'll get to tomorrow. And someone else might like it 75 degrees. They're chilling in a picnic, living their lives. Every single person is different and you get to decide what temperature your thermostat will be. No one else can decide that for you, and no one else can know that for you. In fact, any idea of what is going to happen tomorrow is literally a story. Every single thing is a story. Every religion is a story. Every spiritual system is a story. Even psychology, these are all stories. We just get to choose which ones resonate with us. I can choose how I want to live my life based on any of these stories, but the highest story is your own. So what do you decide? I know for myself, what I have decided is I want to live my most abundant, pleasureful, fun, joyful, peaceful, easeful life despite what is going on in the world around me, because that's the energy I'm trying to bring to the world. And if I don't know how to access that energy, how can I bring it to others? If I've never felt peace, how can I bring peace? In fact, me finding the ways to come back to joy despite what's going on in the world around me is my greatest teaching. So you get to choose, what are you here to bring to the world? And is constantly tuning in to how you think the collective feels, which is again, based off of a projection and an agenda by whoever is telling you that information. If you think that that's the best way that you can serve the needs of yourself and others, if you're like, you know what? I really resonate with like being a journalist. And I want to see what the mainstream media and social media and all these things are saying about every issue or these certain issues. If that's your thing, go for it. And that's your freedom. For me, when I go into those rabbit holes, I am less productive. I am less joyful. I am more on edge. I become the thing that I am reading. I become the division. I become the fear. I become the uncertainty. And then that's the vibration that I'm bringing out to everyone that I connect with, everything that I teach. And I don't want that. So I set a boundary for myself of really, really choosing the type of information I'm taking in and the types of sources that I'm taking in. Because truthfully, I know the greatest way that I can make an impact in the world is by elevating the frequency, by bringing in a vibration that doesn't exist. Me tuning into what's already happening in the collective is not what's going to help the collective. It's me bringing in an energy that the collective has not experienced, one of hope, peace, harmony. But again, if I'm in the loop, you know, like let's say we're all a rainbow of different colors. If we're all just submerging ourselves in each other and like, hey, I believe this and you believe that and screw you and whatever, we're all going to turn into this like icky gray. And then all the rainbow colors are gone. We don't have the beautiful violets and the magentas and the turquoises and the lime greens. We don't have these flavors. We don't have the person who's like, hey, I'm here to channel art. Hey, I'm here to help couples connect in a deeper way. Hey, I'm here to let you release trauma through breath. We lose that because those people are now stuck in this gray, icky mud, and they're not able to serve in the ways that they are meant to. So again, it's your choice. How do you want to serve both yourself and the world? And really sit with that, because it's not an answer you're going to know immediately. I invite you to actually take some time right now to journal on what is showing up for you. What is the energy that you are calling in? And how can you share that with others? So thank you so much for tuning in. This was a fun little morning episode routine. Maybe I'll do more of these because I felt in the flow. And if you're interested in learning more about your soul's purpose, come join me in my free Discover Your Soul's Purpose Masterclass, where I share with you more of my codes to living your Dharma like a mofo. Head over to my show notes to learn more about it. I am sahararose.com/masterclass, and I'm so excited to have you inside. Namaste.